Who really saved the White House? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Omar Gonzalez, the retired Army vet who ran through the unlocked front door of the White House September 19th, obviously should never have gotten anywhere near the building. But there's a part of the story that's been lost in all the focus on how incompetent the Secret Service was. This wasn't the first time Gonzalez had shown up on the radar. He had been stopped by the Virginia State Police for reckless driving last July, at which time the cops searched his Ford Bronco and found not only a map with a line pointing to the White House, but 11 firearms. The Secret Service was informed, but as Director Julia Pearson told Congress on Tuesday, he explained the map was just a sightseeing map.
And that he intended to go on camping trips.
He was just a happy camper, which meant there was no legal reason to detain him. And so he was released on bond. But not before the Virginia State Police had confiscated all 11 of his weapons, which is probably why when he ran into the White House on the 19th, all he had was a knife. His 11 guns, including two sniper rifles and a sawed-off shotgun, are right now sitting in a state police storage locker. So, while Congress has every right to flog the Secret Service,
this was a stunning, outrageous, disgraceful breach.
I think we ought to at least take a moment to congratulate the agency that did do its job, the Virginia State Police, who achieved something all too rare these days. They successfully separated a mentally ill person from his arsenal before it was too late. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.